Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Hi everybody, friends of Red Film Radio, this is Matteo Guidoni and today we are in Hollywood at the world premiere of the movie Thor, Love and Thunder. We are about to interview Christian Bale, Chris Hemsworth, Natalie Portman and Taika Waititi. Stay with us.
Christian Bale. Christian, how are you? You are always related with heroes and great values for younger ones.
No, I'm not always. You haven't seen all my films. Clearly, I'm certainly not always associated with heroes.
I know.
But very nice to be the bad guy. It's easier. It's a lot easier job to be the villain. Everybody wants to stare at the villain. He's got the tough job playing the hero.
Yeah. Do you think that cinema still can change the world these days? Cinema?
Stories can. People can. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right, man.
Thanks to see you, man. Chris, finally I have the chance to see you in face. So people love you. So why do you think people love so much Thor and why do you love so much Thor?
I love playing the character because there's been something unpredictable about him, something very unique each time I've played it, and that's thanks to the incredible writers, producers, directors that I've been able to work with. It's an honor. I think people connect to these characters, Marvel characters in this universe. You know, there's larger-than-life characters. There's a sense of wonder and fascination. And I remember when I was a kid watching films, that's what it was about. It's about being transported to another place. And that's what Marvel has been able to do. I feel very lucky to be a part of it.
Natalie, how are you? Nice to see you. So between the first one and this one, a lot of things happen in the world, in the universe, in your career and all of that. What's the fun of coming back to this universe with Thor?
It was so exciting to get to work with Chris again and with Tessa again. And Taika is just extraordinary. And I felt so lucky to get an experience working with him because his way of generating ideas and just like a nonstop basis is extraordinary. So I feel so lucky.
And you're very interested also to share your values with women especially. So tell me about the values of your character now.
Well, I just think it's exciting to be part of a generation in the Marvel universe where I think there's just a much wider variety of women characters who have different superpowers, different personalities, different, you know, hopes and dreams. And it just allows all kids watching to just understand what possibilities women can have in expressing themselves.
Thank you. Taika, how are you, man? I don't think someone like you in the world that cannot be related so much with different universe. And so now, in your own words, why is so powerful Thor universe?
The Thor universe is, the Thor universe has got to be powerful because he's the most powerful of the Avengers, you know? He's a god. And so, you know, and everything in the comics from years before, it, you know, proves that and it shows that, you know, he's a... You know, he's been around a long time. So, yeah, he's like, I think of all the characters, Thor's probably got the most stories. He's been alive for thousands of years.
Between you and me, because we know that you have a particular kind of humor that we love, did you try to bring your humor to each thing that you do?
Yes, of course. Yeah, that's what I love doing, because I want to have fun when I make films.
Okay, thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And these were the interviews from the world premiere of the movie Thor, Love and Thunder. We had the pleasure to talk with Christian Bale, Chris Hemsworth, Natalie Portman, and Taika Waititi. For Fred Film Radio, I am Matteo Guidoni. Thank you for listening.
Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio.
Interview.